Okay, I mean, yes, sir.
Okay. Let me start by thanking the organizer for organizing this wonderful workshop and giving me the opportunity to speak here. I'm going to talk about some work. It's ongoing work with Albert Camus, which I hope will be finished soon. The plan of my talk is, first I will give you some first, I'll give you some introduction and motivation, because there are many diagrams of conjectures. So I'll mention which one of diagrams of conjectures I'm studying. And also motivation, why it's interesting to study this conjecture. Then I review what people have done for this diagram of conjecture. There are works in have been done by people in genus 0 and genus 1. So I'll focus on elementary aspects of the many techniques. So it's my apology to experts in the audience who know this quite well. And then I go to higher genus, but unfortunately I won't be able to go very far, so we only completed calculation at genus 2, so it's hard to go beyond at genus 3, so today I'll just talk about genus 2. But there are already many new ingredients in this case than genus 0 and 1, so we can learn many things. So let me start with the introduction. We consider the geometry, it's a local Calabi-Yau geometry. It's a hypersurface in C4. I denote the coordinates of the C4 with four variables, and then the Calabi-Yau is the hypersurface is this. So it's a Calabi-Yau freefall. So I'm going to study the B model topological string on this Calabi-Yau manifold. And here the Wx is a degree n plus 1 polynomial, and Fx is the deformation. It's a degree n minus 1 polynomial. So this is the setup, and the matrix model is the matrix model is a bosonic matrix model with the potential Wx. So the conjecture of Dijkstra-Wafa is that the free energy of this matrix model is the same as the topological amplitude, B model topological amplitude on this Calabi-Yau geometry. So this is the this conjecture I'm going to study. F is the deformation. So in the matrix model, there's a map from this complex structure moduli to the coupling constant in the matrix model.
Well, I mean, he's asking a more basic question. What determines F in the matrix model language? Because you have given W of X.
F, that there are n parameters in F, right? They are the complex structure moduli.
No, but no, he's conceptually, what is F is if you try to expand the matrix model, you have to go to a critical point. And those are the critical points of W, but then you have to decide how you distribute the eigenvalues of your matrix.
Yeah, so
the choice of that distribution is affected by the choice of it.
Thus would correspond to, suppose this this will be a n by n matrix. So suppose you we will study a two cut model, so then the n would become distributed in two critical values. So this there will be a map from this F to this distribution of eigenvalue. Are there other questions? So also let me mention briefly the motivation. So first is the connection to so there's a connection of this topological string and matrix model to gauge theory in four dimension. This is come from the geometric engineering by compactified string theory under Calabi-Yau. So the it turns out the effective. It turns out this is n equals 1 gauge theory with a 3-level superpotential of Wx, and the effective superpotential is the effective superpotential can be computed from the genus zero free energy by using this, and the higher genus free energy will correspond to gravitational correction to
if zero has a piece which is s squared log s.
Right, so this is the perturbative part of F0, so you can absorb this into this. This is the non-perturbative part, and I'll just distinguish them.
Okay.
So gauge theory is really important to our physical description of standard model, so anything in can learn about gauge interesting gauge theory is very interesting. So also it So also in the topological string calculation, the B model has a holomorphic ambiguity. It turns out you can use matrix model to fix the holomorphic ambiguity. And also the topological string also provide, once you fix the ambiguity, the topological string provide an exact answer to the genus 2 free energy to the matrix model, which is very hard to solve by loop equation. So this topological strings and matrix model kind of help each other in solving the theory. So we can learn a lot about both theories from by studying this conjecture. So another motivation is this duality is an example of open closed string duality, and the matrix model comes from an open string description large n transition of this B model closed string. So this is really similar to the ADS CFT correspondence. In the ADS CFT correspondence, it's very hard to solve the string theory and do string perturbation theory in the Riemann-Lehmann background. But in this case, we have the holomorphic anomaly equation that can help us to solve the string amplitude. So there might be some valuable lessons for this study. Are there questions? Okay, so let me review more details the geometry. So we'll consider the just a qubit potential. And there are two critical points of in the Wx in this potential. Now we can deform this geometry and so put in a deformation to deform the double roots in this W prime square, and we'll get there are four roots to this equation. We assume that the fx is very small. It's a small deformation, so. So the A1 plus minus and A2 plus minus is very close to the critical points of Wx. And it's also usually denoted. Some people also use the notation to describe these four loops. So So there are two deformation parameters, so there are two complex structure moduli. So it's usually denoted by Z1 equals so these are the two complex structure moduli. And there are some discriminant points of the local geometry. These are the points where the geometry becomes singular. So it's so you can write it in terms of the complex structure moduli. This discriminant points will appear in as poles in the propagators of the Kodaira-Spencer theory. So it's useful to write them. There's another factor is also important. It's to note that I equals
so you want to view this as a two moduli problem or a three moduli problem?
Two moduli problem.
Even though G is also variable for you.
G is not a variable, it's just expansion parameter.
Right, but your clavier depends on G. Even though it's non-normalizable mode, I agree that's different from the other two modes.
We're just treating G as a small prime to coupling constant.
G is small for you?
We'll expand in G.
In G?
Yeah.
So we have three parameters for G.
It doesn't come in the holomorphic anomaly. Equation.
It doesn't come into the Hilbert equation? How could it not? The Calabria geometry depends on G. You're saying it doesn't come into the equation?
It's not. We do not treat it as a moduli.
That's right. But it should show up in the equation.
Yeah.
In other words, there's one thing. You don't take del G bar, but you take. But in del I bar, G appears.
Yeah. This factor also appears in the singularity of the genus 0 three-point function, but it's not a discriminant point of the local geometry. So, but we need to consider this factor in this factor is very similar to the orbital point factor appearing in the quintic. So now let me review how to compute junior zero free energy. So to do this, we need to compute the fundamental period. It's the integral of the holomorphic freeform over the A cycles and B cycles. And it turns out that when you integrate this holomorphic freeform, it reduces to it turns out that the in the three-dimensional integral two can be done, and you're left with integral of one form. So you can compute this period in perturbation of G and complex structural moduli, and after you do this, then you will use the Picard-Fields equation. In this way, you can compute the junior zero free energy. And it can be shown that this is can be derived from the planar limit of the matrix model. So in this way, the junior zero of the conjecture of the junior zero of part of this conjecture is proven by Degrau-Lafa. Now this is genus zero. So, what happened at genus one, higher genus? So, it turns out this holomorphic anomaly equation for genus 1 So this holomorphic anomaly equations relate the anti-holomorphic dependence of the topological string amplitude in terms of lower genus amplitude. So normally when you take derivative with respect to the anti-holomorphic variables, this amount to the insertion of BRST exact operator on the worksheet, and usually that would make the path integral vanish. But it turns out when this BRST exact operator is inserted on the boundary of the moduli space of the worksheet, there's a finite contribution to it. So, for example, in here there are two turns. The first turn comes from the insertion. So suppose this is a worksheet. These are the handles of the Riemann surface, and here is a long, very long tube. This is when you take the tube to be very long and thin. This is where the Riemann surface degenerate and become genus less, one genus less Riemann surface. So when the anti-holomorphic operator is inserted in here, this would give a contribution to the first term. Similarly, the second term comes from this turn correspond to the situation where you take this cylinder to be really thin and separate this genus G Riemann surface into two Riemann surface and put the operator in the boundary of the Riemann surface. So this is where the holomorphic anomaly equation how it's derived. And now, but the holomorphic anomaly equation only give you the anti-holomorphic dependence. So when you integrate this equation, you will find this holomorphic anomaly, this ambiguous integration constant that need to be fixed. But fortunately, they are rational function of the complex structure moduli. They're meromorphic function that is posed only in the discriminant points of the local geometry and some special points. So you have only a finite number of constant to be fixed. So also in the case of
that's because the moduli space is basically complex. In other words, the data is compact. The moduli is basically compact. These divisors at the infinity and so on is a compactification of the moduli. You have a natural compact structure that you can use to write this rational function.
Okay,
so
exactly what
the
space in this case of the geometry of moduli space.
It's you mean the moduli space of the Calabi? It's
yes.
It's denoted by Z1 and Z2.
That's a Titan or space, I guess. He's asking about the modular space. Is that Titan or modular?
It's the moduli space of the target space.
What identifications are there on that space?
With the identification with Richard space.
No, I mean, for example, do you have any monodromies? Does you want us to get mixed up with each other? Is that?
No, we don't. I don't think.
This two-dimensional space. Z1, Z2.
Yeah.
C2.
Yeah. So the number of complex structure moduli depends on the degree of W, this polynomial. So here we're doing a cubic polynomial. So.
The question is about the global structure.
It's a moduli of that polynomial which splits up like this. In other words, you have to say how what's the moduli space of polynomials which are look like W primes composite of X. Where W prime is fixed and you're varying F of X.
Yeah.
So there's some identification, but sometimes you can shuffle in some of F into W prime or something.
Oh. Okay, so.
I don't know. I think.
Because the fx is degree n minus 1.
It doesn't mix up.
So it doesn't mix up.
So it's the moduli space of n minus 1, degree n minus 1 polynomial is the answer to your question. You have two classes, is that what you're doing? N is 2, you're
doing? N is 2, yeah.
So no, there is no
A plus bx, no. A plus bx is basically A and BR.
Yeah. This is a local geometry. It's a non-compact Calabi-Yau. So there's some nice thing about local Calabi-Yau that for local geometry, we'll be interested in the holomorphic limit. It's known that in the local geometry case that the metric of the moduli of the on the complex structure moduli space in this S coordinates is a constant. So then you can compute the the geometry on the moduli space is n equals to is a special geometry, so you can define a metric and from the scalar from a Kähler potential. So it turns out that in the case of local geometry that this metric is a constant in this coordinates. So then we can compute the metric and the connection. As we mentioned that the period S can be computed from this formula, so then we can compute a metric and connection on the moduli space of the complex structure moduli. And then we can now integrate this holomorphic anomaly equation. So another thing, a nice thing about local geometry is it doesn't depend on the global quantities such as the euro character of the Calabi-Yau. So we can just throw away this term and just look at this for genus 1. And you can integrate this this equation,
so let me just summarize. You're saying that in the S coordinate,
yeah,
G is simple,
right?
But the Z coordinate is more complicated, and that's what that is, changing coordinates.
Yeah. So this is a constant,
and S is the flat coordinate, and Z,
right,
is not the flat coordinate.
Right, Z is the
which coordinate from one place.
Right, and but since we can compute this fundamental period S, so it's from the formula I just wrote, so we can compute this metric and connection. So, are there any questions?
Should it also be R factor?
S bar.
Why is it just a S? Why is it the other of this factor?
He's taking S bar to 0.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So, we be interested in the holomorphic limit. So, so when you integrate this equation, holomorphic anomaly equation at genus 1, you will see that it's just a log of the determinant of the metric. Here this is in the z coordinates. So this we can, this fx is the integration constant when you integrate this equation. So, as we said, it's only depends on the discriminant points of the local geometry and some other special point. So it's so we can write it as a product of the some power of the discriminant points times this special point I just wrote down. So there are only three coefficients to be fixed to determine the genus 1 free energy. So and then you can compare with the matrix model and fix this free coefficient and find the genus 1 free energy. This is done by Daigua and collaborators, and also Cram, Marino, and collaborators.
Could you
summarize, the model of space is just field fractions in matrix model, or field fractions and coupling constants in matrix model potential.
In the matrix model, you would take the large n-remit, and at each genus, there's a Fearing fraction. Sure.
So the modular space is just Fearing fractions, two numbers, two
right.
Complex numbers.
Right.
But the modular space, it seems that the modular space of local geometry of Calabi-Yau should include the potential as well.
Potential.
Yeah,
so when you expand the in genus the this tree acts as a expansion parameter.
No, but the answer to the question is related to the question I asked.
Okay. So
the answers will depend on all these parameters, but some of them are marginal and some of them aren't. And namely, what that means is that if you like to write H21, there are some normalizable elements of H21, some non-normalizable ones.
Okay.
The ones corresponding to W of X are non-normalizable, so you don't count those as variables.
Ah, they're not.
They're parameters. So even though the answer depends on them, you don't you treat them differently than the other ones. The Fearing fractions are the only ones that are normalizable. That you can just study by the nature of the integral. In fact, some integrals like this have been studied in literature, and in fact, we studied also with Kukov and Witten. If you have a local singularity, what is the condition on deformation to be normalizable and whatnot? So if you start with W prime squared plus deformation, you find the deformation to be of degree n minus 1. So precisely f of x are normalizable deformation.
So in the right-hand side of homomorphic annular equation, can be D on the normalizable.
Yeah, he's just looking at, I mean, not the right so much, the left is the issue. What he's viewing the parameters as the normalizable parameters. That's what his del I bar is.
That's okay, but what about parameters?
You put those parameters up here, just like background.
So on the right hand side, we sum up over all.
Oh, no. In the equation, what you mean in that sum, the JDK?
Yeah, I mean,
no, just the.
I runs on the
whole. On the moduli.
Normalizable
moduli, but f's themselves do depend on the parameters of W.
So
in other words, ij and k run from 1 and 2 in this example, right?
Right.
Question: this distinction between normalizable and metanormalizable appears because Calabi-Yau is non-compact.
That's right. That's right. Otherwise, there's no extra parameter in general.
Okay. So in this case, we have three coefficients, and you can fix it from the matrix model. Now, now let me explain what happened to at genus 2. It turns out that in order to solve this equation, we need to introduce a propagators, which is defined as follows. So in the case of compact Calabi-Yau, you actually need to introduce some other component like S and S' tray. But in the case of non-compact Calabi-Yau, it's these two components doesn't couple, it decouples from this geometry. So we can just take this component of propagators and using the special geometry relation, you can integrate this equation and solve the propagators. So let me So when you integrate this equation and using the special geometry relation, you will get the expression for the propagators. And there's also an integration constant, which are meromorphic rational functions with poles only at the discriminant points and the special points of I equals zero. So we can see that there are one half n squared times n plus one equation, because n is the number of complex structure moduli, and but the number of propagators is this. So if n, if we have only one modulus, then we can just set the integration constant to zero and resolve the propagators. But in our case, we have n equals two. We have two complex structure moduli. So the equations, the number of equation is bigger than the number of propagators. So this will impose constraints on this integration constant. You cannot just choose the constant to be zero. You had to choose them appropriately, and in order to for this equation to have a solution. So, and also it turns out there's also another constraint. Constraint is so if you take the holomorphic anomaly equation of F1 and the defining relation of the propagators and the special geometry relation, you will find that this is this function is a truly holomorphic function which with no anti-holomorphic dependence. So therefore, this uh, So this must be a derivative of the log of the discriminant points of the local geometry. So
ARs
are it turns out this constraint are not automatic, and we need to choose the integration constant to satisfy this constraint. And so let me just finish. And and we can integrate the holomorphic anomaly equation at genus 2, and it turns out that the genus 2 expression is not so complicated. So it turns out that you can integrate this equation, and this can actually be represented by some graphic Feynman loops on how the moduli, the genus 2 Riemann surface decompose, and also plus an integration constant, which is also a rational function disposed at the discriminant points of the local geometry. So what we did is we fixed this holomorphic ambiguity, and by using some perturbative calculation from the matrix model, and the advantage of this topological string is once you fix the holomorphic ambiguity, you have an exact answer for the genus 2 matrix model free energy. It's hard to directly solve the loop equation for the two-cut genus 2 matrix model.
Oh, really?
So we tried to solve it, but we didn't succeed to solve the loop equation. So I would be interested in if anyone can solve it.
Is there any check you managed to do beyond the ambiguity, like if one more term by the matrix model and compare with
Yeah, that? So we check many other coefficients.
Up to what now, degree? By degree
you have to do everything. So in the matrix model, it turns out that the perturbative calculation, you can do it perturbatively, but it turns out it's a hard problem, so you can not do it to very high order. So let's see. So at genus 2, we managed to do the perturbic computation to the matrix model computation to the order of g to the 16, that's the 8th order. So, but and this provide many tracks of the topological string answer. And but with the advantage is with the topological string approach, we can do it to order like G10-20, and we can do it to more higher order if we like. That's
any other questions?
So is there any idea how to see Fibonacci canonical equation in matrix model?
Yeah, that's the one of our motivations. So in the matrix model, there's no ambiguity in the recursion relation. So it's there's a paper by Ackerman that he derived some recursion relation of the between genus various genus free energy of the matrix model, but it's very hard to solve this recursion relation.
Noitsky had actually made an observation about the fact that the loop equation is very much reminiscent of homomorphic anomaly equation.
Right. We noticed that also, but we don't know how to solve it.
It might be identical.
And also, another difficulty is there's no anti-holomorphic variables in this matrix model. We treat it as a Hermitian matrix model, and it's and do the it's perturbative well-defined. Although it has a long sine kinetic term in a when you go through the two cuts, but. So we don't know how to see the anti-holomorphic variable.
Any other questions? Thank you again.